We're going to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I have it up on the screen. And it says this out of the NLT. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that easily trips us up, and run with endurance the race God has set before us. Would you bow your heads with me this night? God, I thank you, God, for this word. God, I ask, God, that you would use me to speak it. God, that everything I say and everything I do would be words from you. In your name we pray. Amen. When a runner starts a race, he doesn't get to start in the middle of the race. He has to start somewhere. A runner will not be able to start the race and then jump in a car and go halfway down the race and then start running. He has to start a race and continue to run that race till he reaches the finish. Now, here's the cool part about the start line. Runners always start at the start line. If you see a racetrack anywhere, you know that there is a line. We kind of have a start line right here. Right in the middle of the sanctuary tonight. Here's a start line. At one point or another, we started here and we made our way this direction. With you in high school or middle school or elementary school, you had to start somewhere. Mostly everybody started in kindergarten and made your way all the way through to high school, all the way through to now graduation. And you're standing here at the finish line saying, I'm just about done. But you can't do anything without starting first. You have to start. Now, for my seniors, we're only thinking about one thing, the finish line. All your thought is right now in your head is next Sunday, this is over. In fact, you may be right now thinking, there's only a couple of days of school that I have to go to, a couple of little hours that I must do, and then Sunday comes, and once Sunday's here, I can definitely say I am out of high school, I don't have to do it anymore. But seniors, I want you to know something. There's a bunch of juniors that are standing right behind you going, as soon as they pass that finish line, I get to start mine, and I get ready to run too. But you got to understand, when runners go, they just start to do it. I'm going to think of seniors tonight as marathon runners. And if you know anything about a marathon, there's two parts of a marathon. A half a marathon or a full marathon. You either get 13.1 miles or 26.2 miles, depending on which one you want to run. Now, I'll be honest, I don't want to run 13 or 26 miles. I would rather not run that far without a purpose. Now, ever sounds great, but if there's a bear behind me and I have to run 13 miles to get away from it, I'm just getting ahead of the slowest person. Because if I'm ahead of the slowest person, he's not going to come after me. He's going to get that person behind me. But I'm going to tell you tonight, if we don't start somewhere, we can't finish. Right now, you seniors, I want you to hear me when I say this. You're getting ready to start another journey. Just because you're finishing this one doesn't mean you don't start another one. Tonight, we're going to take a couple of minutes and honor them. But I want you to see what the Scripture says. The Scripture says this, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, I want us to look at the fact that not only, seniors, are you surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, a crowd of witnesses to life of faith, being people who went before you that are not here anymore, that are spiritual leaders, but also the people who are around you right now. If you were a parent or a grandparent of a senior that's here tonight, would you just raise your hand? It's about almost the whole church. But I want you to see something. These individuals are your support system. These individuals are the people who have helped you get from point A to point B. They were there with you on your first bus ride at kindergarten when mom sat there at the bus and cried her eyes out because my baby's going to school. And then on the second day of kindergarten, she cried a little bit more. And on the first day of first grade, she said, "He's gone!" I saw this video on Facebook, and it was this lady, and she was just bawling about her baby, her baby, her baby. He's not old enough to go. He can't do it. And she's talking to herself like she's on the phone, and she's just talking to this other person. She's like, "I'm going to turn around right now and go back and get him. He's not ready." And then the first day of first grade, she's like, "I am so excited he is gone. This is great. Let's go get a pedicure. Let's go do this. I got all this time." Because now she don't have to. It's not that big of a deal now. First grade. Okay, you're in first grade. But something happens to Becky on the first day of senior year. She starts, here comes the tears. My baby is going to his last first day of school. And then it's the last first day after school. And I got to talk to him and ask him how it went. And it's the last second day of school he'll ever have. Or when I talk to Becky and it's the last first soccer game. Or the last first away game. You're going to cry tonight. It's okay. It's the last time you drive to Maryville for a soccer game. It's the last time you get in the car and you say, "Okay, we're going to go here to get ready to do this." And all of a sudden, you realize, "I'm not going to do that for this kid again." Now, last time, when Natalie, I'm going to pick on Becky tonight, when Natalie was graduating, Becky had something to look forward to. Okay, yes, Natalie's graduating. And it's a sad time for me. And I don't have any of these firsts with her anymore. But Logan's going to have these first times so I can get to that place. But now it's Logan's graduating and all the first things are over. And now what am I going to do? And I've asked Becky that several times. Like, "What are you going to do now?" She goes, "Sit at home and cry. I don't know what I'm going to do." But you have to start somewhere. Every runner has a start place. The second one is this. Every runner has a goal. Now you look at me and go, "Pastor Brian, why did you put goal after start?" Because sometimes you have to know where you're going, yes, for the goal, but you got to start before that goal even happens. And you can say, "My goal is to run 1.3 miles in a marathon." But if you don't stand here at the start line and actually cross it, that goal means nothing. I have a goal to lose 50 pounds, but if I keep eating McDonald's every Sunday night, it ain't going to happen. So when I start not eating McDonald's every week, my goal will happen. Amen? Amen? Y'all who go to McDonald's every week, you know what I'm talking about. Now Alyssa wants McDonald's. We have to set a goal. Some of you, you seniors, you know this. Your goal as a freshman was, "I just want to go and see my friends. I want to have fun. I want to be a sophomore because then I'm not the little guy anymore. And I'm going to see my friends and have fun with them. And it's going to be all exciting. And I'm just ready, wanting to go to school. It's fun." And then you get to your junior year and it's, "I just want to get done with these stupid classes. I get done with the hard part of my life, because this is the year that everything feels like it's the hardest. I just want to get done. And then when you're a senior, you're like, psh, I just want to get out of this school. Not like get done with the class. I'm just ready to leave. I just want to be out. But you have a goal. Runners, when you start running, one of the biggest things, it's really funny. I just thought of this. It's really funny that I'm talking about a runner when I don't run. some things you can research. Google, it's amazing. One of these days, I'll be able to talk to Michael on Google because he'll be there. So I'll just be like, Michael, find this for me. He'll be like, let me look it up. Here it is. He'll just send it to me because he'll know. But one of the things about runners is they always have a goal. They know where they want to be. I want to be the first in to cross the finish line. I don't want to be the last one to cross the finish line. I just want to cross the finish line. Sometimes limping my way to the finish line. Beth, dragging one foot across the finish line. But she's made it. One of these days, I'm going to just tell Beth to turn around. I'm just going to push her on that thing, and she'll just speed past the finish line. Just sit there, and I'll push you. You got brakes. Just hold on when you want to stop. Or it's, I want to do better than I did last time. The last time I ran, it wasn't that pretty. The last time I ran, I didn't get exactly how fast I wanted to go. So this time, I'm going to run a little bit faster and see if I can't beat that time. You ever notice that sometimes we're running against ourselves? Sometimes we run that race and we start running against the clock, which is really just running against what we had already set ourselves to be. Sometimes that's good, because it makes us better. Sometimes it pushes us a little too much, and we have to kind of say, okay, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for me? Or am I doing this for an ego? Am I doing this for a family member? Who am I running this race for? There's points in your life that you understand that when you run your race and you start to get close to the finish line, you have to remember who you ran that race for. Seniors, let me tell you, yes, you ran the race. And yes, mom and dad wants you to finish and graduate because they're excited about it. Because you're the only Sandifer to graduate high school in your family. And they want to see you walk down the aisle. Okay, hello. But you have to remember that you're doing it not for them. You're doing it for you. It's not to puff you up. I'm the only one to graduate. Not so you can look at your brother and say, I graduated and you didn't. It's not for you to look at your parents and go, finally I made it so you can get off my back. Don't look at grandma and say, I finally did it, grandpa. I got out of there, so now you're happy. Remember that you did it for you. All right? You have to remember that you did this for you. This is an accomplishment that you only get one time. You only graduate high school once. Now, I want to tell you something. When I say you only graduate high school once, you can't go back. You can't do it over. And sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes that's not a good thing. For me, I wish I could go back and do it over, because I would do a couple of things different. The homework maybe I would do. The homework I didn't do, I would do. The homework I wanted to do, I should have done or didn't do. I would figure that out. Maybe I would talk to that person more, because now I know that that's a person that I will have in my life for a long time. Maybe I wouldn't talk to this person because I'm not going to see him in 4 years anyway. Seniors, let me tell you one thing. It's okay for some of those people that are in your life that you talk to all the time to kind of distance themselves. Is it going to hurt right there at the very beginning? Yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's going to be like, man, I thought we were going to be friends for a long time. But then when a year comes or 2 years come and you start having stuff go on in life and you get that phone call from that person that you haven't talked to in a while and they say, hey, how's it going? And you catch up like it was nothing. Then you remember, okay, that's the relationship that I built that I'm able to keep for a long time. The third point tonight, if my girl will do it because I don't remember. Third point, runners always finish the race. I said it earlier. You might walk across the finish line at the end. You might jet past the finish line. You might go kicking and screaming sometimes across the finish line. You might hit the ground and have somebody have to pick you up to help take you there. But they always finish the race. I remind myself of a movie that my wife really loves. It's called Cool Runnings. The Jamaican bobsled team. And at the beginning of the show, at the movie, there are a bunch of track stars. There are a bunch of track stars that run really fast. And as they're running, one of the guys trips and falls at the qualifying for the Olympics, the very last race. And he knocks down the fastest runner in the country. And what happens is he doesn't get to qualify for the Olympics. And he tries to figure out how can he get to the Olympics. And he figures out that they could join the bobsled team. Now you have to think this is funny because, number one, Jamaica is hot and they're going to go to cold. And they're going to run on ice. And that's not going to work very well. And the whole time, stop. Chris is saying funny parts of the movie and messing me up. The whole time, their job is to try to make the Olympics in bobsledding. So they go through their training. And one of the things they do is they have this big giant hill and they take this cart with wheels and they teach them to drive the thing like they were driving a bobsled down this hill. And every time they're, I don't know why it always is. Why is it always that the coach is always the big guy? Those that can't do teach, he said. So this big guy, he's trying to teach them how to do it, and he's getting them to try to push start, try to get it ready, try to go. They finally get down to the bottom of the hill, and they did a great start, and he's running after them, trying to get them, and as he's running past them, they run in and they stop. They stop because they hit a police car. And one of the guys, the police officer, says, "Who are you?" He goes, "We're the Jamaican bobsled team, sir." And all they could do was laugh at him. Sometimes in life, there's going to be people who are going to look at you on your journey and just laugh at you. You're going to run a race. Right. Because that's really going to happen. I could see you trying to run a race, and all you're going to do is run around and get tired and fall over in a week. You're not even going to make it through the tryouts. You're not even going to make it through practice. You're not going to make it one day. They get to the Olympics. They have a hard time getting to the Olympics. When they get there, they don't even have a sled to use. They've never seen a sled until that day. They get a borrowed sled. They make it work. They get to qualifying, and they walk up and they say, "The time has changed to this. It was originally this number, now it's changed to this number, and you got to beat that number." Sometimes when we get in the middle of our race, somebody will look at you and go, "I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can beat the time that you're supposed to beat." Or they just try to make it harder on you. They make it through to qualifying. They go to run the Olympics. The first day, complete terror on ice. Horrible, end up in last place. The next day they race a lot better. They get everything down to the very final day. Final race. Everybody's on their side. The Olympic Village is abuzz because of them. People are watching them. The announcers are going excited. They even bought Jamaican t-shirts to wear because they were excited. They get through to the race and their sled breaks. And one of the things about the sled, when it broke, it made them wreck. And they wreck and they slide onto the side and they roll around the thing on their heads. And at the very end of the race, almost to the very end of the movie, one of the guys looks up and he says, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "Yes, I'm okay." He says, "But I have to do one thing. I got to finish the race." And all four of the guys on the bobsled team pick up the bobsled and put it over their shoulder and walk to the end of the race. They could have possibly won a medal because of the speed they were going, of how good they were doing. The team that was in last place, you think that they were doing great, and all of a sudden something happened and adversity came and it kicked them down and they thought they were done. Seniors, one of the things that happened in the middle of the year was you thought this year, the end of the year, would never come. I got to take my ACTs. I got to go to this class. I got finals I got to take. I have all of these things that are coming up. And it's like you hit Christmas break and you think, this year is never going to end. Right? Right? Dom's going, yep, that's right. It felt like it was never going to be over. But the finish line was ahead. You have to pick up your stuff and keep walking. Pick up your stuff and keep moving towards the finish line. In this movie, they get all the way down to the end of the finish line. And when they get down to the end of the finish line and all of them cross, some other group picks up their bobsled and walks off with it. They let them do it on their own. But I want you to understand what happened. When they picked up the bobsled and started walking, there was people on the ice. They started moving out of the way. There was people standing all around. And one person started a clap. And that one clap led to everybody around them, including people that didn't even like them, clapping for them. In excitement, because they were finishing the race that they went to start. Seniors, I'm going to tell you tonight, there are people in this room that are here for you to congratulate you. They're here tonight to applaud you. And tonight, as we finish this portion and I go on to the recognition part, I want you to understand that when you cross that stage next Sunday, that there are people in your corner that you don't even know that are cheering for you. There are people in this church that you don't know that have been praying for you. I'll be completely honest. Some of you, your parents attend here. You don't come very often because of work or other things. But we're here applauding you for your achievement of getting through high school. That's a big thing. I'm going to have Chris come up for a second. Chris, I want you just to stand right here. And I'm going to ask if I can get some help. Tina, will you come up for a second? And Tyrone and Becky and Pastor and Beth. I want all of you to come up. And I want you to come on this side. Yep, all you guys come on this side. And Chris, you stay there. And then Pastor Anna, I want you to come up. Now, I want you to see something. I think I got. You can just come up here by Tina. There's something that's going to happen tonight. Tonight, seniors, you will finish your race at Anchored Youth Ministries. Now, some of you say, I don't even go to Anchored Youth Ministries that often, or it's been a long time since I've been there, but I want you to get this illustration. You're going to finish your senior year here with me as a youth pastor. You're going to step across into being a adult, into being graduated, into the real world where you will experience all of the things that you have been trained up for the last 13 years to experience, and you're going to walk across into a different place. A place sometimes that's scary, a place that sometimes is fun and exciting. She said, don't step on me, so I about jumped on her. But I want you to see this. This is your cheering section. Your cheering section is cheering you on. They're excited for you. They're happy for you. They're glad to see you where you are. Now I want all of you to go that way. Turn around, I'll push you there. She's going to do it too. Dang it, that was that close. When you step across the line, the finish line here, you step across not just a finish line, but a starting line. Because when you finish here, you start another chapter. The next chapter goes pretty simple. You leave here and you go here. Now, if you've noticed, that didn't take a whole lot of effort. I can do it again. Look at that. That's pretty cool, right? It doesn't take much effort. But you know what happens? You go from a place where you were here and you finished to an automatic start somewhere else. I can tell you tonight with confidence, if you haven't noticed, I have preached the entire sermon on this side of the line, on the finish line. And now I'm on the start line going back to where I need to go, headed to my next destination. I have confidence in knowing that there is another spot, place for you to belong in the church. Here's what you don't get a lot of times. You don't understand a lot of times that when you leave one, you leave that one to go to another one, and sometimes you go, I don't know anybody. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know who's going to be in charge of it or who's running it or anything. So tonight I'm going to show you. Okay? Really simple. Me and my wife, Anchored Youth Ministry. Next stage, college, career, just life, hanging out, whether you're here or somewhere else. Let me say this, there is a ministry in the church for you. That ministry is the college ministry, the young adults ministry. Chris and Katie are running that ministry. Now, I want to show you something. This is really cool. You ready? Here's Chris running the ministry. And here's Chris doing everything he's doing. But guess what? It's brand new. You know who gets to start the first phase of the college and career ministry? You. The graduating senior, you, You look at me and you say, well, Pastor Brian, I'm leaving. I'm going to school somewhere else. I'm not going to be here. Okay. Well, when do you leave? I keep asking Michael this all the time. When do you leave? Oh, June, July, something. I'll be gone here and here and here. Okay. When do you go to school, officially leave to go to school? Because if you leave the whenever it is, July 15th or August 15th or whatever, from now to August 15th, you have an opportunity to build a ministry designed around you that not just you can come to, but other people can come to. And then it works for the next group that comes in. It works for Jennifer and Crystalyn, who will graduate next year. It works for Haley, who will graduate next year. She keeps telling me to shh because she doesn't want to hear all of her girls are leaving next year. Next year, she may have to preach this sermon because it's not going to be any boys. It's going to be girls. It'll be crying the entire time. It'll be nothing but boo-hoos the whole time. For mom, too. They're back there already tearing up. Already crying. But guys, I want you to understand, you have an opportunity to help out a ministry while you're here. Let me tell you, let me encourage you, connect yourself with the ministry that's there for you. Does that mean that you can't come talk to me? No. That doesn't mean you can't come talk to me. That doesn't mean you can't say, Pastor Brian, you want to go do something because now you're over with Chris over here. Oh, I can't talk to Pastor Brian anymore. Trust me, you can always talk to me. Your support will always be there. They're always going to be behind you. They're always going to be supporting you. They're always going to be cheering you on. They're always going to be drinking water, Lisa said. I don't know. She just went like this. But when I say this, listen to me. You have an opportunity to finish one phase of your life and start a new one and to help not only yourself, but help the people coming behind you. Because it's okay for you to finish a race. But have you ever seen a race where the race gets finished and there's still people back here and the person who ran the race just walks off on his own and does nothing? Because I've gone to track meets. I've seen all these activities that you guys do. Soccer. Stay and cheer on the JV. Why? One year, one of these times, they're going to be a varsity player. And they're going to want to have to, we're going to want them to do the same thing. You have to support them. Chris is going to be here to help support you along your way, along the time of you leaving high school and going to college, getting ready for that. Come back and visit. Chris is going to be here. Take advantage of that opportunity. You only get to start something once. Help start this to get it going. Help start this to move it into the direction it needs to go. So that the people that are behind you that are starting to run their race as a senior have something to come into when it becomes their turn. Right? Family can sit down. You stay here. I want to pray really quick. I want to pray for our seniors. I want to pray for the service. And then we're going to do our recognition. After our recognition, Sister Sarah is going to go back and she's going to cut the cake for us. We're going to have cake and it's going to be great and you can feed your face. Okay? But I want to pray for our seniors. I want to pray for tonight because the walk that you have is not one that just you walk, okay, there it is, it's done and over with. You're literally stepping out of one place where almost it's like a comfort zone and walking into a place completely on your own. You have no clue what you're doing. Sometimes you may feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to handle this. I will tell you, you can have my number and call me. You can have my wife's number and call her. You can call Chris and Katie. They will be here to help you. Pastor will be here to help you. Don't think that just because you walked out of this place and walked over here that you have nobody supporting you. I want you to hold on to that scripture in Hebrews that says, because you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, a great cheering section for you, run the race with perseverance. Let's pray. God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the opportunity that we have that we can recognize our seniors, God. God, I thank you, God, that we had just a little bit of time where we can talk to them. We could share something with them, God. I pray, God, that every word that was said, God, that was something that they could take out of that. And God, it's something that they could use going forward. And I pray, God, that they would hold on to this scripture to run the race. Run your race with perseverance. God, we thank you, God, for that. In your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. I am going to get some pieces of paper, and then we're going to talk about our seniors.